This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for keeping us moving in an American way. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, hour number one to get things started, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out by reading a statement that the Trump campaign put out right after the debate. And that was a debate. We actually had a debate last night, didn't we?
Oh, yes, very much. Yes.
Yep. Now, this is the campaign statement from the Trump campaign, from Bill Stepien, the 2020 campaign manager for the Donald Trump campaign. He said, President Trump completely unmasked Joe Biden as a Washington politician who's all talk and no action. The president systematically dismantled Biden's record and laid out the clear case that he'd accomplished more in 47 months than Biden had in 47 years. This was the businessman versus the career politician, the outsider versus the Washington insider, the reformer against the swamp. Most shockingly, Biden declared his intention to end the oil industry, which would kill millions of jobs and cripple our economy. The president showed that he's the champion of workers, farmers, and Main Street, while Joe Biden had no excuse for being the pawn of Wall Street. Time and time again, the president showed he's gotten tough on our foreign adversaries, while Joe Biden's family had been profiting by selling access to his own power. President Trump won this debate in a blowout, and it's no wonder why Biden doesn't want to do any more debates. And just to add something that came out right afterwards, the Associated Press put out a story that said Joe Biden was not accurate in his claims on Obamacare.
Well, that's right. In fact, well, I guess it's not even going to be Obamacare anymore. Evidently, it's
Biden care.
That's right.
I heard him say it.
Biden care. Mm-hmm. I think he may alienate himself even more, Captain, because, you know, he's, talked about the environmental plans and so forth, and he's tried to distance himself at least publicly from the Green New Deal, saying it's the Biden deal, this kind of thing. So who knows? He might have offended more people on the left tonight than he ever infuriated on the right.
And let's talk about something for a minute, because I found something very interesting yesterday in the Rasmussen Reports polls. Republicans right now are the most enthusiastic about the second Trump-Biden debate. and they're most likely to be the ones that we're watching. We'll find out after we see the numbers. Now, overall enthusiasm is down from the first debate. However, even though one in four voters say the debates have in fact changed their vote in the past, 24% is the number say that the past presidential debates have changed their vote.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see how this begins to sort of percolate, because some people will have not watched the debate as it was live last night, but they will either see a lot of coverage about it, they may go back and watch it online, and so forth, especially if they're thinking about, you know, which direction am I going to go here with my vote. But, you know, Captain, speaking of that, President Trump tonight gave anybody who is on the fence about these things great reason to vote with confidence for President Trump, because he clearly articulated his record as well.
Yeah, and I've got some comments here made from some of the experts that were out there. First of all, Frank Luntz, the pollster, said, "I asked my focus group who won the exchange on COVID. One voter said, I think Trump won, because Biden didn't convince me that he would do anything differently than what Trump has done so far. He didn't provide tangible examples." Then Chris Wallace from Fox News. "There were clearly times when Joe Biden seemed to falter a little bit in making his point or finishing his sentence." Then Jake Tapper from CNN. Gotta love this. "Biden struggled when Trump confronted him with the question of, you've been in politics for 47 years. You were vice president for 8 years. Why didn't you do that then? I thought that was the most effective thing that Trump did all evening long," because he had him on the defensive and Biden really didn't know how to answer it. And then there was a commentator, Daniel Dale, on CNN. He said, "In this case, Trump is correct. Biden did make anti-fracking comments in 2019 and 2020, and Trump was not lying." Remember, Biden challenged Trump to put it up on his website. "Put it up on his website. Put it up there. I never said that. I never said that." Wrong thing to say, because within 5 minutes after the debate, guess who was showing that on television?
Yeah, I think it was Sean Hannity.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wrong thing to say. And boy, they had it up there and they played it over and over again about four or five times. Wrong thing to say there, Joe Biden, because he got caught in another lie. How's he going to lie his way out of that?
Well, he can't. And he responded in the heat of the moment right then. He didn't think.
Yeah. And folks, when we come back, we'll have some more comments from some of the, quote, experts. Kyle Warren and I will be talking about that for about the next segment before we move on to something different here. But the debate is what it was. Now, my question to you listening tonight, what do you think? Who do you think won? And was there one key point that really got your attention? I had a statement that stuck in my mind. I'm going to tell you what it was when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Greetings, this is Dr. G, host of America's First with Sebastian Gorka. The election that we've been talking about for so long is now upon us. Don't sit this election out. Be sure to vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, well, the audio was a little low on that, and I just made that today, but that's Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who happens to be in town for the Salem Conservative Summit coming up tomorrow. Well, actually, tonight. Coming up tonight in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency, along with Charlie Kirk and Larry Elder and Mr. Phil Grandy from the Bills Gang Group. But this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out what they're all about and see if they can get you out of pain like they have me and many thousands of other people that have tried the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Again, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. All right, now let's drift down over back here to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, before I go to my caller, President Trump, I believe, in my opinion, was the undisputed champion of tonight's debate. Now, he's a businessman who went off to Washington to fight for workers and fix decades of the disastrous policies created by the likes of Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and the rest of the Washington swamp. I think that's fair to assume, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Now, let's bring into the conversation here our caller, Mike from Clearwater. So, good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. The one thing that stood out in my mind about the debate was when Trump pretty much had him up against the wall about the crime bill. And he said, you know, untold masses of mainly black people, because that's who this mainly affected. He said, you know, you called them super predators. You made it to where if they got caught with a small amount of drugs, which I don't condone drugs, but small amount of drugs, and now all of a sudden you're doing decades in prison. And what does Biden say nonchalantly? It was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think ruining countless lives is a mistake. I don't think families where that the father or the brother or whoever was doing 30 years in prison because they maybe got caught with a joint or a small little amount of crack rock, I don't think that's a mistake. I think that's total, how you call, irreparable destruction. And then the second thing is, when he got elected, all from the beginning, it was Russia, it was the Ukraine. Well, now with the Hunter Biden laptop, the shoe is on the other foot. And what does Sleepy Joe say? Oh, it's a smear campaign.
Yep.
I didn't do nothing wrong. It's a smear. Well, you know what? Maybe it's time that he has a taste of what Trump's been going through for the last 4 years. It's absolutely, I have never seen a president go through what this president has had to go through in 4 years. Even Nixon, as bad as he was, didn't have to go through what President Trump went through. And at the end, the president said, "You're the reason why I ran. You know, if you weren't around, I wouldn't have to do this." So I think he spanked him, and I'm pretty sure now any doubts that I had that he was going to get reelected is completely gone. I think it's we've pretty much locked it up.
Okay.
And I want to see what you and the professor think about all of those things.
Well, thank you, Mike. We'll get into that right now. Thank you very much. Okay, well, Kyle, you're first.
Well, yes, I do think that Joe Biden, now he's trying to say, well, it was all a mistake, and so on, when at the time, of course, he was merrily going along with the whole thing. And again, that's typical politician behavior. And quite frankly, I think we can say right back to Joe Biden, well, Joe, guess what? There's no room for mistakes in the presidency. You can't just say, whoopsie, I guess I made a mistake on that whole thing, and got us into a really bad situation. And, he did really gloss over it. Mike is exactly right. He glossed over it, in what is an incredibly impactful thing that has happened to a lot of people because of the crime bill.
Well, the contrast, in my opinion, could not have been clearer. Joe Biden was weak and distracted. As a matter of fact, I was looking at his body language. I looked at his eyes. I kept watching his eyes. He had glassy eyes. That's a sign that you're taking some sort of medication. And he kept staring off into what apparently was the darkness, as the president said, "I can't see anyone out in the audience. I'm looking. I can't see anyone." What the hell was Joe Biden staring at out there when he was just here? Because he had the 1,000-yard stare.
Well, he really did. And from time to time, now he was trying to react in some ways to what President Trump and what the moderator Kristen Welker was saying, but every once in a while he would go into like this pre-programmed sort of memorized thing, and he'd look at the camera and say, "You sitting around your kitchen table," and all of a sudden it just started to sort of fire off he went to that because something wasn't gelling just right, and it's like he went to that thing as a standby. Like, if I forget what I'm doing, I'm just going to go and say this, that kind of thing. And it just didn't feel organic or right.
Joe Biden didn't seem to have any plan for about coronavirus except to surrender to it, because he started talking about shutting down the, for the science. He said, "Follow the science," the shutting down our economy, keeping Americans locked in their basements. The president referred to that several times. And President Trump, just in my opinion, dominated the night and showcased his vision for the future that's brighter than ever before. We have a future. America is great, and we're going to be greater, and not because of people like Joe Biden. Now, I want you just to listen to something for a minute. Listen to this.
We're going to move on to the next section.
My response is that think about what the president knew in January and didn't tell the American people. He was told this was a serious virus that spread in the air, and it was much worse than the flu. He went on record and said to one of your colleagues, recorded, that in fact he knew how dangerous it was, but he didn't want to tell us. He didn't want to tell us because he didn't want us to panic. He didn't want us. Americans don't panic. He panicked. But guess what? In the meantime, we find out in the New York Times the other day that, in fact, his folks went to Wall Street and said this is a really dangerous thing. And a memo out of that meeting, not from his administration, but from some of the brokers, said sell short because we've got to get moving. It's a dangerous problem.
Well, this is
I'm going to give you 30 seconds to respond, and then we're going to move
on. I don't know. Somebody went to Wall Street. You're the one that takes all the money from Wall Street. I don't take it.
I have.
You have raised a lot of money, tremendous amounts of money. And every time you raise money, deals are made, Joe. I could raise so much more money as president and as somebody that knows most of those people. I could call the heads of Wall Street, the heads of every company in America. I would blow away every record, but I don't want to do that because it puts me in a bad position. And then you bring up Wall Street. You shouldn't be bringing up Wall Street because you're the one that takes the money from Wall Street, not me. I could blow away your records that, like, you wouldn't believe. We don't need money. We have plenty of money. In fact, we beat Hillary Clinton with a tiny fraction of the money that she was able to.
All right, gentlemen, we're going
to... Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, well, hang on, because we're going to go to the phone line. Say, good morning, caller. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, sir, Captain. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Right now at Saratoga Racetrack, cleaning my horse's stall. But anyway, you mentioned about Joe Biden's body language. Did you see him take a look at his watch? That's a sign of a guy who's losing. He can't wait to get out of there. He took a look at his wristwatch.
Yeah, but there's something else about his watch. That was a smartwatch. It has a computer on it.
That too.
I'm wondering if he was looking at notes that were on his watch that he, you know, that only he could see, because he had one of those watches where you can tie it into your computer.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, that does make sense. But yeah, pardon the pun. Concerning Hunter Biden with the smoking and crack, but Joe got smoked by President Trump last night.
I agree.
Anyway, all right, Captain, you take care.
All right, thank you. And again, Kyle, he brings up a very interesting point, and I did notice the watch early on. He had one of those smartwatches.
Yeah, I think he does. And
no, there's no thinking. It was a smartwatch. It was one of those Apple watches.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things about Joe Biden, as we know, he went back to the basement bunker for several days preparing ostensibly for this debate. Now, the way I see it, Captain, he had to rest up. He had to get ready. And when you
get
saw
drugged Joe, up.
Well, maybe. And what you saw tonight, you saw Joe Biden. But you saw Joe Biden having to expend all of the energy just to get through this debate. Now, if you're Vladimir Putin or you're President Xi, you know that if you're talking to President Biden, you know that before he got to talk to you, this is it. This is all the energy he can muster even to go through this.
About,
and you know he's not strong.
About 30 or 40 minutes in, he started tripping over his words. Did you notice that?
Yes, yeah. It started to get noticeably, advancing, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's, again, all part of what we see when we see dementia. All right, folks, well, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, the number's 877-969-8600. We'd love to hear what you have to say. 877-969-8600, the number to call. And in the meantime, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News.
The term debate is an understatement when describing what happened in Nashville Thursday night. Presidential candidates Joe Biden and President Donald Trump tackled COVID-19, the environment, health care, and other topics such as race. Joe Biden spoke about an issue that he has dealt with his entire professional life.
One of the reasons why I ended up working on the east side of Wilmington, Delaware, which is 90% African American, was to learn more about what was going on. I never had to tell my daughter, put both hands on top of the wheel and don't reach for the glove box because someone may shoot you. Making sure that you, in fact, if you get pulled over, just yes, sir, no, sir.
Amy Coney Barrett breezed through the Senate judiciary vote, and now the full Senate will vote Monday on whether she will become the next Supreme Court justice. Fox News contributor Ken Starr raved about Judge Barrett, even going as far as saying what her future may hold.
She has the potential to stay on, let's say, for 4 decades, so presidents will come and go.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And if you want to see Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, and myself, you can trot on over tonight to the Hilton down there at Sarasota. Let's see here. Let me get the information so I get this right. You can trot on down over there and stop on by. By the way, to get the tickets, you got to get tickets to get in there. You need to go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. And I think there's still a few, not very many, tickets left. Now, there's still the buy one, get one deal. If you want to buy one standard VIP ticket, you get another one for free. Use the product code BOGO, that's B-O-G-O, and you can come on in there and see what's going on. The event starts at 7. It ends at 9. I'm the master of ceremonies, and I'll be introducing the folks when we get started, and then we'll go from there. Now, don't forget, also, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, and make sure that you check them out at geico.com and see if you can get a better rate on your insurance than what you're already getting. I've been with them for 15 years, and it works for me. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to listen a little bit more to some of this debate stuff here. Here we go.
Come on, folks.
So, President Trump, and then I want to get to two questions to both of you.
Sure. I was put through a phony witch hunt for 3 years. It started before I even got elected. They spied on my campaign. No president should ever have to go through what I went through. Let me just say this. Mueller and 18 angry Democrats and FBI agents all over the place spent $48 million. They went through everything I had, including my tax returns, and they found absolutely no collusion and nothing wrong. $48 million. I guarantee you, if I spent $1 million on you, Joe, I could find plenty wrong. Because
right.
the kind of things that you've done and the kind of monies that your family has taken, I mean, your brother made money in Iraq, millions of dollars. Your other brother made a fortune. And it's all through you, Joe. And they say you get some of it. And you do live very well. You have houses all over the place. You live very well.
All right, gentlemen, let me...
Wow. Wow. And Biden was laughing when, you know, he had a big smirk in his face. He said, and they're investigating me. And he just started smirking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right.
And I would have, you know, he was too docile, but I understand he was trying to be a little bit less combative. But, man, I would have walked over there and smacked him right. You know, remember Joe said, well, you know, I'd take him out and beat the hell out of him. You know what I would have done if I was Trump? I would have walked over there and decked him right on the spot.
Well, the president did show a lot of restraint, and I think that he at one point he even mentioned how well he thought the moderator was handling the debate, which was high praise, of course, from President Trump. But President Trump was able to use that restraint, and ultimately, Captain, the result was he was able to get his point across. He was also able to land a lot of major punches onto Joe Biden, and at the same time be able to show that his record is the one that people are going to be voting for, because everything else from Biden was they gonna do it, we're gonna do it, and President Trump is able to say, well, why didn't you do it, Joe? And so Biden came off with sort of this pie in the sky, just elect me and everything's going to be better
yeah.
and all that's going to be great, but
yeah.
but it's just
yeah.
a it wasn't
well
working.
listen to this.
Long time, was sadly no longer in the military service. I won't get into that. And he didn't have a job. As soon as he became vice president, Burisma, not the best reputation in the world. I hear they paid him $183,000 a month. Listen to this. $183,000, and they gave him a $3 million upfront payment.
All right.
And he had no energy.
I'm going to let the vice president
That's
respond to that quickly, and then
dishonest.
I need to get to a question to you. Very
no
quickly.
Basis for that. Everybody investigated that. No one said anything he did was wrong in Ukraine.
Okay, President Trump, this is for you. Since you took office, you've never divested from your business. You've personally promoted your properties abroad. A report this week, which was referenced, does indicate that your company has a bank account in China. So how can voters know that you don't have any foreign conflict of interest?
I have many bank accounts, and they're all listed, and they're all over the place. I mean, I was a businessman doing business. The bank account you're referring to, which is everybody knows about it, it's listed. The bank account was in 2013. That's what it was. It was opened and it was closed in 2015, I believe. And then I decided, because I was thinking about doing a deal in China like millions of other people. I was thinking about it, and I decided I'm not going to do it. Didn't like it. I decided not to do it. Had an account open, and I closed it.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then, unlike him, where he's vice president and he does business, I then decided to run for president after that. That was before. So I closed it before I even ran for president, let alone became president. Big difference. He is the vice president of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich. They're like a vacuum cleaner. They're sucking
okay,
up money.
President-
every-
He got him, and Biden is sitting over there making all these faces, you know, facial expressions and all that sort of stuff. And what can you say to that? You can't, because, again, they haven't debunked the emails.
No, they haven't debunked the emails.
And they can't.
Well, and they can't, and they haven't, and they won't. This is why Joe Biden essentially hid away for the last several days. This is why when he got off the airplane in Nashville, he just went to the cameras and said, well, I hope President Trump follows the rules, but wouldn't answer any questions, and certainly they're not addressing directly. And I heard a comment earlier tonight, Captain. It was from Dana Perino prior to the debate. I think she hit it right on the head. There hasn't been anybody from the Biden campaign trying to, what she called, soften up the ground on this
yeah.
with any background or coming around to reporters and talking off, even off the record. They are communications blackout on this thing.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that we have a couple more comments here from some folks. Megan Kelly said, and I quote, Trump won this debate handily. Biden wasn't a force at all. Trump was substantive, on point, well-tempered, definitely helped himself when it mattered the most. Then you've got a never-Trumper by the name of Liz Meyer. She said, sorry, but Trump won that by a country mile. It probably won't matter because there's so few undecided voters. So many people have already voted early or by mail, but Biden really underwhelmed and under-delivered. And then Jonah Goldberg, who's another never-Trumper, he said Trump won the first round on points.
Well, I think he really did. Exactly. Even if we had to go to the scorecards, it's all about Trump. But I will say this. We keep hearing about so many millions of people have already voted, so it may not even make a big difference. But here's the thing. We don't know what these people voted. In fact, we know that a lot of people across the country, Captain, are fed up with the constant gridlocking. They're fed up with the shutdowns,
yep.
And they don't think that Biden's up to the job.
Yep, absolutely. And again, folks, this is stuff, and if you want to opine, the number's 877-969-8600. Now, we are going to be doing a Truckers Highway and Byway Report come up here in a minute, and of course, we've still got snow up there. And one of the things that I want to mention and get into when we come back, I don't think we can do it this hour, but I definitely want to talk about Social Security, and Joe Biden is spreading all kinds of lies about Social Security, and we're gonna correct the boat on that one real quick here, because I've got three fact check organizations that almost, not quite, called Biden a liar. They just said that he had false attacks. They gave him four Pinocchios, and mostly false was a comment about the things that he had to say about Social Security. But isn't that something?
Well, it certainly is. And, of course, mostly false, sounds like mostly peaceful. And it's definitely, but in this case, it really is absolutely false.
Yeah. And then the stuff that he actually praised Social Security and the Obama administration for doing is exactly what Donald Trump is trying to do right now.
Well, sure. Well, yeah, exactly. See, Biden has been trying to sort of hijack things from the Trump campaign because they know that people respond to those kinds of
things. Well, we know he's a plagiarist.
Well, right. But when he talked about putting up plexiglass barriers,
yeah.
I was thinking, have you seen any, restaurants or other places, Joe Biden, where you go in to purchase things? They put plexiglass barriers.
They're already there.
They have those, exactly. But he seems to think that businesses can't open unless there is some, and I thought that the discussion, by the way, about bailing out the poorly run cities, and all this is pre-COVID, I think Trump hit that right on the head, and Biden couldn't really do anything other than try to say, no, you can't open a business without some big stimulus plan right now.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's it. And, of course, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, being that you are the professor of politics, there's a lot of political stuff that went on. But we're also going to have to talk, and we'll do it next hour. I've been saving this, about Mr. Bobulinski, who's spilling the beans about Hunter and Joe and the Chinese business deal, and he showed the three phones that he had and the laptop that he had, and he's taken them to the FBI. Well, I hope he's got really good police protection, because somebody's going to go after him for that. You want to bet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
for chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, she does, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia way. And she was the first lady, the first girl traffic copter reporter in radio history in New York City. She did it for the Howard Stern Show to begin with, the old WFAN fan when it was around. Alrighty, now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Make sure when you see the sign, you pull on in there, you say, hey man, I just heard you being advertised on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you get yourself a big old free hot cup of coffee. Now, go one better. Join the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you eat, the stuff you buy in the travel store, and you can accumulate them and use them later, or you can use them to get some neat stuff that they have there, too, in the Drivers Club room. So we are going to get going right now. We're going to light it up, and here we go. right, that's Heart. And that's called Barracuda. Carl, you remember that one, don't you?
Absolutely. That's Anna Nancy Wilson of Heart.
Yeah.
Boy, I got to tell you, that I love the gallop.
Dennis Wilson's daughter.
Right?
Yep, there you go. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, folks. So we're going to take a look at the weather, and we got us a little interesting stuff out there called snow, and I'm going to read the weather statement for you. Now, snow and ice are going to continue to impact portions of the northern Rockies, northern plains, and upper Midwest. Farther south, heavy rainfall and a few severe thunderstorms are possible over the middle Mississippi Valley today. But there's another system that's coming ashore as we speak, bringing heavy precipitation in the Pacific Northwest, which will include snow in the mountains coming out of Washington State and down into Oregon and going up I-84 besides I-90, so be advised of that. And it's just going to be not very good. Now, meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions prevail over California, the Southern Rockies, and the High Plains. And Kyle, take it away with what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We've got a lot of weather, almost the entire state of Montana is covered with the winter weather storm watches or winter weather storm warnings. And taking a look at some of the temperatures gives you kind of an idea. And Great Falls, which they have had an enormous amount of snow, and they're, I think, set to get another big round of snow here very, very quickly. Great Falls right now, 13 degrees. It's actually going to go down to about 9 degrees, even while we're on the program here tonight, tomorrow with a high of 20. So it gives you an idea. And all over Montana, that is going to be some very, very low temperatures. And so as you mentioned, that's right, you've got the winter storm coming down. The jet stream is aligned just so. So all of that is going to be coming down. So all through the state of Montana tonight, on any highway that you're traveling, you've got to be aware of that. Also in state of Washington, of course, winter storm warning. This covers the area of Spokane, of course, going down I-90. There's also a freeze warning. This is west of Portland. This is down in Oregon now. Freeze warning west of Portland as you're coming across I-84. So you've got that going on. Then a frost advisory down near the California-Oregon border as you travel down I-5 near Rosenberg. And, of course, as you mentioned, fire weather watches in Northern California that are going on right now. Freeze warning near Reno and Carson City. Also a freeze warning in the southeastern quadrant of Nevada, just north of Las Vegas. Temperatures falling there. Now, also, Captain, what's happening tonight in the Colorado area is we've had a fire that has caused the almost immediate evacuation, at least partial evacuation, of residents in a town called Estes Park. Mm-hmm. This is the East Troublesome Fire. Also, Grand Lake, I think, also had some evacuations going on. But this fire jumped the Continental Divide, and the Larimer County Sheriff's Office actually had to put out a message to people saying, evacuate the area, don't stop, and gather belongings or make efforts to protect your home or business. That's how fast this fire evidently was traveling. So, of course, not only the air quality issues there, but the actual impact of the fire upon homes and businesses that are evacuating. That's in the I-25 corridor. This is a little bit east of I-25, Estes Park.
All right, well, let's go to Rapid City. We have a winter weather advisory for Rapid City and east along I-90 tonight. And also, we've got the entire western part of South Dakota. This goes down into the western part of Nebraska where we've got winds as well as a winter advisory. We've got a freeze warning in the southeastern corner of Nebraska tonight. About half of Kansas is under a freeze warning and a frost warning over towards Kansas City. The western part is all freeze, and then that freeze warning extends itself down into the Oklahoma Panhandle, Amarillo, Texas, and let me see here. We've also got a winter storm weather advisory up in northern Wisconsin over towards Green Bay. Now, it's 39 degrees and raining in Green Bay right now, but it's going to get down there towards the magic number where other things could happen. But to the north of Green Bay, to the west, and up in the northern part of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, as I like to call it, you definitely have snow tonight up in that area. And then, let me see here. We've got some fog along the east coast of the United States. I'll put that in there first, Long Island and over into New York and down towards Jersey, some patchy fog coming down into Georgia along the coastline, down into Florida, all the way down to about Lake Okeechobee, parallel with Lake Okeechobee. You've got, again, heavy seas, rip currents through there. We've got some scattered showers and rain over on the east coast from about Daytona on down to Fort Pierce, it looks like. And that's pretty much what it's looking like with the weather right now. And again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Pine J nearest you. Now, they are America's largest truck stop too, folks, so you're getting kind of a really good deal when you are able to stop in there and partake in joining the Drivers Club and taking advantage of all the things they have to offer. And again, to me, it's a no-brainer there, Kyle.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's so much to offer there at Pilot and Flying J, and also, of course, the other services that they have, especially for truckers as well, the laundry service, all those different kinds of things that you can pull in and avail yourself of, sort of an oasis along the road. And, Captain, I do have one quick correction. I misspoke. Estes Park is actually west of I-25. This is a little southwest of Fort Collins. I said east earlier.
Is that the one that burnt about 20 miles in the first 24 hours?
It may be. I know that it's a very fast.
It got very big, very quick.
That's right. Yeah, it does burned at least 196 square miles. Evidently.
So it's possible, and I'm not sure where 287 comes into the mix here, but it's possible that going up US 287 out of Fort Collins, you might possibly run into that.
Perhaps. Yeah, we'll have to check on the maps here, but yes, it's just a little bit southwest of Fort Collins.
Because that's the shortcut to Laramie if you don't want to go up the long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wind up in Laramie, you don't wind up in Cheyenne. The other way, going up 25, you go to Cheyenne. Then you make the left turn and go over to Laramie. But anyway, is what it is. Okay, well, you know, folks, we're getting ready to take a break, top of the hour of the news and all that sort of stuff. And Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch said yesterday, and this is kind of interesting, he said President Trump was impeached to protect Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden from corruption scandals. And now what do we have going on? Right, Kyle? Right, Kyle?
Major, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's got the Biden name attached to it. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, right after your stations pay some bills, and the news comes out there, too, so don't go nowhere. Know how, I'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.